against the Patriots?
I think watching Tom Brady, who is at the pinnacle of, you know, playing quarterback, just watching him, how he runs his offense. I mean, he's been in that same system for 10, 11 years now. So how smooth he is, I learned a lot just from watching him operate. And I think just going against another defense has helped us, because our defense knows, for the most part, all our plays now after practicing against us. And so you get different looks, especially with all the option routes. You know, for the most part, guys have been able to get open. So I think both of those things have been beneficial.
Anything specific you feel like you've learned from Brady?
I mean, it's not like we had to sit down and I took notes or anything. Just from, you know, watching him on the field, you just see his release, his composure, you know, in the pocket, how calm he is. And at the same time, he's explosive. It's kind of an interesting paradox, because he's kind of almost just standing back there, but then he just whips the ball out. So that's pretty cool.
Man, how difficult is it to want to be in this QB race but not to be able to get the reps that you'd probably like to have?
I'm not complaining, and I don't think that's my job. I'm just trying to do the best with what I am given, and I think Friday will be an opportunity for that. I don't know, you know, what that is even going to look like. Hopefully, it's just on a bigger stage, so I can do work then.
But do you still feel like that you're very much in it, even in the coach's mind?
Hopefully, yeah. I mean, again, they haven't really been talking about that quote-unquote race to us at all, so it's just still a competition, just because no one's been named the starter. And I'm feeling like I'm doing my best.
How tough is it to sit there, though, when you do live drills and, you know, it's like an hour and a half into practice before you actually get in there?
Yeah, it's rough. You got to stay in it mentally. Just keep your legs warm. Keep your arm loose during that whole time when you're not playing. And so, I wouldn't say hard. I would say different. You know, I've said that before. It's just different than the past. So you got to learn how to deal with it, how to stay in tune with what's going on.
Man, you've never done this before. This is all totally new for you. Little kid till now, and then here you're talking about watching Brady, you're watching, you know, the guys work. It just take us through your mindset. What is that like for you to watch all this and try to absorb it differently than actually going out on the field and playing?
It's just another learning opportunity, just to learn as much as I can, you know, from stepping back and watching the plays develop rather than being in the mix. So it is different, and you just try to take every chance you can to learn something. Take the mental reps from the plays, whether it's your offense or theirs.
Is it harder to prove yourself when you're not out with some of the experienced guys, you know, like the Sean's of the world, yeah, and, you know, Brent from the first offensive line?
I think at times it can be, because it's a different scale, you know, than what, you know, I'm playing with. But I think the coaches know that as well, and so I don't think it's my spot to judge that.
If you go back to the day you reported 2 weeks ago to now, where has the most improvement been specifically?
I just think comfortability, or that's even a word, of my comfortableness, comfort with, comfort. my comfort with the offense, and just knowing, you know, the reads, and just being systematic with it, not kind of frantically moving about, but just going through it and just being fine with taking that shallow route.
Man, how different do you think the waiting is going to be? You've always started ball games warmed up, gone right in. Now you may be going in a little bit of a different situation. What do you think that's going to be like?
I'll just go out and play ball. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's still football.
No, but the warm-up part, walking around.
I don't know, it's still football. And I'll just go out, get some throws in the sideline like I do at halftime and whatnot, and just go right in.
Matt, does the spacing of Chip's offense and how he uses guys never slow you set? Different passing lanes and the offense that you played with?
I mean, for the most part, every offense is going to create holes in spacing. That's how you complete balls. And so I think the fact that, you know, we're running routes that I've run before, that Vic's run before, that Nick's run before, I mean, they all kind of make sense to us, even though they might be starting from different places.
Matt, you've watched the practices and stuff, the guys ahead of you and stuff, and word that you're competing with. Who do you think's winning that competition right now? Who's a little bit ahead right now?
I don't know. That's like for you guys to talk about, not
do you
me.
Do you feel like you're every bit as good?
What's that?
Do you feel like you're every bit as good?
I feel like I can complete the ball and move the ball and put this team in scoring positions. I think you're just waiting for that opportunity.
The coaches aren't talking about the race, but what kind of feedback are they giving you about what they've seen so far?
None in terms of the race.
But just, I mean, not in terms of race, but just about you, about how you're doing?
I mean, it's a daily corrections. It's like a coach would, you know, he's doing his job. You know, from play to play, when we watch film, he's taking every player and, you know, assessing what's going on. So it's not, you know, a big scheme of things where you rank or anything like that. It's how can we all get better, learn from this play.
I know it's not like you sat down with Tom, but did you get a chance to speak to him at all or pick
his brain? After practice the other day, okay. I guess yesterday. We met out at SC when he came out and worked out there. So we're just chatting up, nothing deep.
Nothing football wise, or?
I mean, nothing football. No.
Tell you all secrets.
No, there's not one secret answer from him. Yeah.
What do you think Friday will be like for your first game?
I think it'll be an exciting time. I think it'll be electric there in that stadium. You know, kind of a night game, and I said it earlier, an opportunity. And it's, I think, how you handle that, what you do with that opportunity, whether you take advantage of it or you. And you just flush it down the drain.
Is your family coming out?
About yourself and just that first game?
Hopefully I don't learn a lot about myself. I think, you know, I know who I am. I know what I'm capable of, so mm-hmm. I don't think there'll be any surprises.
Is your family coming out from California for it?
My parents are coming out, yeah. Mm-hmm. They'll be here. Yeah. Thank you, good?
Thanks,